This week on Stuck in Beta, I'm surviving a totally chill, stress-free week.
And I'm surviving my body physically falling apart during back-to-school season.
Grab a second shift Oktoberfest, break open a bag of Dots pretzels, and let's figure out exactly which Marvel movies we need to watch before Doomsday.
This is Stuck in Beta. Hello, and welcome to Stuck in Beta. I am Greg.
Hey, Greg. I am Josh. How's it going?
Oh, it's going rough, man.
Oh, no.
So, damn watch. It wants to talk to me every week. I can't hold my... It wants to listen when I hold it. Okay, let's start with last week. I told you about my knee screwing up from a run.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that was the cause.
Well, I didn't run on Friday because Monday through Thursday I ran. I'm like, man, my knee's hurting. I'm not going to do it. So I took the weekend off and that Friday. So I'm like, okay, let's. I think I'm back to it. I'll go Monday.
Uh-huh.
I went Monday, and then after that, I'm like, oh man.
Oh, I so think- it was like not feeling great, and then you thought it was a little better. Then it like you ran, and then it.
Yeah,
it, worse.
Okay. It kind of hurt it again, and so I've been kind of trying to take it easy. I haven't been running, which is like frustrating because I want to go out there and run. So I've got a few. I got like a knee sleeve, and I got this other thing that I can put on as well that separately, like a thing that because it's below my kneecap where it hurts, and they say that's like a. Normal tendon type thing from runner's knee is what they call it.
Which, so you're doing like self-diagnosis, self...
No, I actually talked... So, well, I get to that too. So...
maybe we should have a beer first.
Let's get to a beer. This is going to be a while.
All right. I am so thankful that the season is getting ready to change here. We're in late August. And now all the Oktoberfest and pumpkin beers are coming out. I always get super excited about them.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the Oktoberfest. I don't mind a pumpkin here and there, but typically I can only stomach like one of them.
Yeah, yeah. I like the pumpkin coffees better than the beers.
I don't
honestly.
Like pumpkin coffee.
Really?
But maybe I just haven't had one that's good. But this time I picked up Oktoberfest, or my wife actually picked it up, from Second Shift Brewing, which is a local St. Louis brewery. And I've been there several times.
Yeah.
And it's a cool place. I feel like they have high quality beer. I don't know about how many times you've been there or what your experience has been, but I've never had a bad beer from Second Shift.
Second Shift. Is that the one we went to before the concert, the Red Gold Green concert from... Was that the...
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember going there with you. I don't think I've ever been there with you.
Really?
Yeah. But this is Oktoberfest.
I know I've been there, and I just don't remember.
They have cats. They have cats all around. They come and, like...
Oh, yeah?
Come up to you and stuff.
Maybe I haven't been there.
Okay. It's near... Right off of Manchester, like a couple streets off of Manchester in the Grove area.
Yeah.
But this is a Marzen Lager. It's saying it's 5.7%. It's crisp with nutty biscuit, soft floral, and candied citrus peel notes. It's available in 16-ounce cans. It's also on draft at the brewery right now.
All you talk about are nutty biscuits, so this should be good for you, right?
What?
I don't know. It just sounded funny saying nutty biscuits.
Nutty biscuits. Okay.
It sounds dirty. I mean...
I guess
you know,
so.
like an 80s, like an 80s comedy or whatever, and some kid goes, kicks this bad guy, like Three Ninjas or something like that. He kicks him right in the crotch, and they go, you kicked him right in the nutty biscuits.
I guess so. I'm pouring like you with massive head. You're doing a great job lately. Like the tides have turned.
I know.
You're usually a very...
Well, maybe it's that cup because I think we've kind of
Oh, really?
Switched. Although it's not like that much different.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll blame it on the glass.
Yeah, there you go.
But this one, and I love this style.
Nutty and biscuit note. See, I thought nutty biscuit.
Well, it's a comma. Nutty, biscuit, soft floral.
This has an ampersand in between them.
Oh, okay.
On the can.
Just a comma on the, I'm on the website. It smells good.
Situation.
Yeah. What are we in, a English class here?
Yes, we are.
I'm going to take a drink.
I already did. That's good. That's the flavor I like.
Yeah.
That's a good flavor. It actually, you were kind of worried. You're like, it may not be cold enough or whatever. This is kind of a good temperature. It's probably around 40 or so. Not completely, like, you know how you want a lager or something, like kind of that lower, or I guess right above freezing.
Mm-hmm.
This you want to be able to taste it.
Yeah, these can be almost, I mean, when you look at the traditional German like servings, they're typically in these great big steins.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, they get to...
Oh, I should have got those. I know I have big old...
Well, we'll save that for next time.
Mugs. They're probably plastic, but...
We're early in the season. We can have several more of these. But,
yeah.
But they can be, yeah, like almost room temp, and I feel like they're still pretty good.
Yeah.
But I like this one a lot. I mean, I'm glad that we have it, and I will definitely drink the other two and maybe purchase some more from Second Shift.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. I almost need them in a lineup because they start tasting all similar. But my local favorite in the past has been the Okatzelschwaf from Urban Chestnut. I mean, they're kind of... They got German roots, so mm-hmm. I mean, I could understand how they do a good German beer, but this one is up there. I would give it an A, easy A.
Yeah, me too. I'm enjoying it. It's a good one. And the weather has gotten a little bit better here lately.
Yeah.
Still humid, though.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's 80 degrees. It'll be nice out. Oh, why?
Hey,
why
at least
does it feel like 102 still?
It's not 98 with heat index or extreme heat index or whatever.
Yeah.
So the seasons are changing.
Yep.
All right. So back to your
okay
aches and pains.
So aches and pains, fun. So I've been trying to take it easy on the knee yesterday. So it was starting to feel better. Been doing the ice. What is it? Rice. You want to do? What does rice stand for? It's like rest, ice, compression, and
elevate.
So I've been doing that with it. It felt a lot better. Last night, all I did is I walked. I didn't run.
Yeah.
I walked about a mile with the dogs, and then this morning I just kind of woke up with it hurt.
Oh, yeah. Man, that sucks.
But they also say, you know, that's the fluid. In the morning, you have the,
mm-hmm.
your fluids are running into, sitting at the bottom of the, I guess at the bottom of my knee or whatever. So, as I was going to say, I did talk to a doctor about this because I had another issue. I was telling you earlier, I didn't...
Can I get a 2-for-1 special?
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free on this?
Essentially that. So, I told you I had an eye issue. I hadn't worn my contacts. Well, the reason was that, like, suddenly I could not stand having them in. I took them out on Sunday, and I had to wear my glasses, and my eye was kind of goopy. I was like, oh, crap. Because I've had that... conjunctivitis or whatever.
Pink eye?
Yeah, I've had that from the kids before.
Oh.
And none of them have it in the house. So I was like, man, this is weird. Why would I have this? So I was able to get in a video call with my nurse practitioner on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember, too, Ruby over there, she has a little something in her eye.
Oh, yeah. I remember that last week when I was here. You're like, why is this eye all...
So we called the doctor, and they gave us some sort of antibiotic to put in her eye or whatever to help fix that. Well, I talked to her about it, and she's like, yeah. And I told her the dog had... She goes, it is possible. I mean, it's you could have transferred it, I guess. She goes, I'll probably the same... You'll probably... You guys will get the same prescription.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she goes, well, this has been kind of easy. Do you have anything else? Because, I mean, we were only on the phone like 5 minutes or whatever. And I don't know if you feel this way, but when I'm talking to the nurse practitioner versus the doctor,
oh yeah,
I feel like I have better care. Like, she listens and, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's not everywhere, but I... definitely feel that with mine. But they are... So she told me kind of the same thing. She's like, keep rest and all that, and the same thing I was telling you, rice, you know.
Yep.
So I've been doing that. She said if it's going on for quite a while, I'll get you in for an x-ray. But
going downhill.
I know. And
your back?
And my back. My freaking back.
I've like, never known you to have back issues.
Every once in a while, I'll twist the wrong way, and then it's like, you know, I have like a day of just awkwardness. And this has been, again, it felt better yesterday. Today, I woke up, it was fine, and then I guess it like appeared a few hours ago. It's like, what the heck?
Well, I hate to say it, but I'm feeling great.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Last time, you were saying something. I don't remember what the issue. Oh, you were talking about whenever you were doing the brakes on your truck, and you were like, oh, you know, it's from squatting and kneeling and all that kind of stuff. You're like, man, that is really hard on your body. And I'm like, I don't remember what exactly the conversation was, but I was like, oh, I'm feeling great. And I'm going to go for this bike ride. And then, like, the next day after that, I'm like, I rode for, whatever, 15 miles, and now my lower back hurts. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I jinxed myself. So hopefully I don't have that issue.
Yeah, now you're trying to brag.
Yeah. Well, sorry to hear that. Hope you feel better soon. You got that big trip coming up here in, 3 weeks or so?
Yeah. So excited about that, Disney.
I don't know if I told you this before or not, but we have 2 trips in October, so there'll be some gaps in our recording together.
Okay.
We're going on an African safari.
Oh.
In nice. October.
I know my brother and sister-in-law did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's the first week. It's like 10 days total or something.
See, now we're doing that at Disney.
So yeah.
Now, seriously, they do have a whole area with... And I mean, it's obviously like zoo-like, but it's
contained. Yeah,
it's contained, and they have their actual trees and plants and water like they would in their own habitat. They're kind of free on this big field.
Now, wouldn't it be funny? I'm sure this isn't the case, but I know that you're supposed to be able to. The guides go out and find where the herds are or whatever,
and
kind of like take you to them. You get those big jeeps and all that. So wouldn't it be funny if you found out that like far off in the distance, there's these 20-foot fences that contain these animals in this like 500-acre ranch or something.
There's gotta be something.
Really?
Like
in
that.
Africa?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, I'm saying,
talking
I'm,
about what else.
Yeah. No, I'm saying if yeah. in my situation, oh. like you pay this extraordinary amount to go see them in the wild, and it turned out it wasn't the wild.
And it's like a drive-through park in you know,
yeah,
what, like the Ozarks or something.
But the fences are just far enough away that you can't see them. But I hope that's not the case.
It's like the Truman Show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually the wall. The horizon.
Yeah, they could make yeah. The other trip is that Harry Styles trip to New York, and we just booked this morning our Hilton in Manhattan.
Oh, I bet that wasn't cheap.
We had a pretty good deal on this stay that we were able to get, where it was 3 nights. So we wanted to stay four nights, but they didn't have the 16th of October available. So that it actually wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah. Are you – so you're only staying three nights, or are you going to find another place
We're
to stay another night?
Considering finding another place and staying one more night, but I don't know. Like, that – it gets into, like, how much of a hassle is that going to be, and I don't know. We haven't decided yet, but we certainly have – the night of the concert, or the night before the concert, the night of the concert, and then the following night right now booked. So
now you're going to visit all five boroughs?
I really doubt it.
Brooklyn, Queens, what is it?
Hell's
Brooklyn,
Kitchen?
Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan.
Long Island? Is Long Island a borough?
It's Staten, Brooklyn, Queens, Harlem, right?
Oh, yeah, Harlem.
Is it Harlem?
Isn't Hell's Kitchen a borough?
No, Brooklyn, Queens. Huh? I know the Beastie Boys song.
The Bronx, Staten Island,
oh,
Manhattan,
Brooklyn, Queens. Bronx and Manhattan. And Staten. I can't remember how it goes. But
so what is Hell's Kitchen?
It's just another section of New York. It's not a borough.
That's where Daredevil is, right?
Yep.
Let's see. Is it fictional? No. It's a vibrant Manhattan neighborhood located immediately west of Times Square and the Theater District. Cool. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what all
we'll
do.
It's in Manhattan, too.
Yep. So, yeah. Well, I haven't been up to too much this past week. I feel like this is sort of the typical dog days of summer. I know you're probably a bit busier with back-to-school activities and stuff like that, but
yeah.
My kids are older.
We met all the teachers. We went, but of course, not in the same day, you know. Wednesday night, we had to visit Millie's teacher. And it's funny when you go to I feel like so old when I go to visit these teachers because they always seem so much younger than
yeah.
I am. And they're probably not complete, you know. But
it seems like a lot of them are, like, in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah. Well, some of the, like, I think the one that Millie has been teaching for 16 years or so. So
she's got to be
probably in her 30s, maybe even early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was hard to tell. No, that was Peter's teacher. I get them confused. Millie's teacher. I just remember she's very short. Like, Millie was almost as tall as her.
Oh, wow.
It seemed. She was probably only about 6 inches taller than Millie. So,
isn't it funny? I don't know if it was the same for you, but whenever I was in elementary school, I remember the teachers appeared to be so ancient, like grandmother age. And my first, I don't know. Oh, at least almost everyone, except for my kindergarten teacher. I remember she was a little bit on the younger side because her son was actually in my class, or I think he was, but I knew him. And she seemed like similar age as my mom, so not real old. But then all the other ones seemed super old. But then as we got into high school, definitely high school. You were starting to see a shift, and maybe it was just the whole, I don't know, maybe it was a generation of teachers that we went through for like elementary school and junior high. And then as we got into high school, I remember some younger ones started coming along.
Yeah.
And they, I just remember like as a high school.
Oh yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Like,
you start noticing the younger ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were probably in their 20s.
I never forget the one that was a Rams cheerleader.
Oh, that's right.
What do they call it? Essentially a student teacher, but they have a different name for it.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't remember her name. But yeah, she was easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
All the boys were talking about her quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, and all of them were like, oh, yeah, I slept with her. Yeah, sure you did. Yeah.
I don't remember those stories.
Oh, yeah.
We hung out in different circles back then, right?
No, we were in the same circles.
We were the circle.
We're the circle. It's more of a line.
Yeah. But hey.
Yeah, it was... I wonder if just there, you know, like any other profession, there's ebbs and flows of people wanting to join that profession. So maybe like when we were starting out, that just there's all there was older.
Well, I don't know how many teachers from my elementary school, because my dad went to the same elementary school that I did, and then both my parents went to the same high school that I did. But I remember several of the teachers from my elementary school also taught my dad. Yeah. So that tells you like how old they were. They were older than my parents, so they definitely were pretty old, and significantly older, because they had them in elementary school. So.
You were old back then. Yeah. You're old now, and you were old back then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I always think, too, I'm like, man, we're getting up there in age ourselves, and these folks probably aren't even around anymore.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. That's how time works.
Yeah. Well, hey, before we finish our beer, we have Oktoberfest, so we got to have pretzels with it.
Oh, let's do it.
And these really aren't anything to... So we'll do a half a... Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts. So these are Dots pretzels. We've had these before. I don't know if you had the Parmesan garlic.
I don't know. I feel like I've had some brand of Parmesan and garlic, but I don't think they were
Dots. We're not going to be able to open these, apparently.
They have a little slit on the top right corner.
Oh, where?
Oh, this one did anyway. Oh, these are little bitty guys.
Are they?
Oh, no. They're just broken.
So anyway, if you haven't had Dots pretzels, they're like, I think they're the best pretzels.
Oh, do you?
Out there. Hmm. Especially red bag. I think the green ones are good too, the Parmesan garlic, but.
They're pretty good. The Parmesan garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Very buttery.
So, drinking Oktoberfest, you need to have a pretzels with it.
I agree.
It's, or a bratwurst on a pretzel bun, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is a fantastic pairing. I'm going to try the red ones now.
Those are just the original. So,
these are delicious.
The first time I had these, remember when we all went down to Florida and there was a... What was it, the red tide or whatever going on?
Yes.
It was, what we had an amazing house. That house was great. It was like six bedrooms, but it was like six master bedrooms. They all had like their own, didn't they all have their own bathroom?
I think so. Possibly. If not, there was several bathrooms.
It had a pool, and the only thing was we only had like one beach day because red tide was coming through. Essentially, this seaweed or something.
But it's because the ocean is churning from the bottom. I think.
Yeah, it stirred something up, and if you were anywhere near the ocean, you just started coughing.
Yeah,
it was like a weird thing, and like everywhere you go, places that were normally outdoor, they'd have like covers and stuff around you could actually breathe and
plastic. Yeah, it was all, everything was closed up.
So I don't know if it was a normal thing, but they were ready for it. Well, I'm sure they'd use that if it's raining hard, but so anyway, we went to a brewery one day,
and that was a great day.
And we were just hanging out. I think we were playing Jenga.
Yeah.
And other games, just drinking a few beers. And this guy goes, "Hey, I got these pretzels, these new pretzels. You want to try these?" And he brought out the Dots pretzels.
Really? I do not remember that.
Yeah, that. See, my long term memory is pretty strong. Short term, horrible.
Well, we went to a couple different breweries. This I remember playing the Jenga at that spot that was very small.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was a brewery or just like. They just had tons of beer on tap.
Yeah, it might have been.
I think that's more of what it was.
That was a cool place. Huh. That was the first introduction to Dots.
That's, and then I remember seeing it at a few places. I'm like, oh, I've had these. These are good.
Huh. Yeah, so great memory.
So there you go.
Well, speaking of great memories and getting into our interesting news segment, I was prepared to put this on the agenda as well. You put the movies to watch before Doomsday, so the Disney Plus, I guess it is, released a list of all the movies that you should watch before Doomsday comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all, in some way, there's an expectation, I guess, that something in those movies or the one TV show, which is Loki, are going to be connected to Doomsday, right?
Yeah.
And I watched a couple of, or at least one YouTube video where a guy kind of talked through the same and kind of gave his two cents on what he thought was going to be relevant within those movies to Doomsday. And I got to say, I'm like all in on this. This is really exciting for me. I'm going to do my best to rewatch all these. So I never finished Loki, and I know that
is two seasons.
Yeah. And it ties all the different
universes.
You almost
need the second season. I think the second season would obviously tie more to what's going on.
Okay. And the movies, there's quite a few that I have not seen, like the Thunderbolts and the Fantastic Four. But I would be happy to. I have not seen Shang-Chi.
I don't understand I feel that's such a grounded in its own type universe, but I mean, it has a thing called the Ten Rings.
Yeah.
So I guess that may be important. But
the guy I was watching on YouTube, he said that that's one of his favorite movies within Marvel. But he did reference the Ten Rings and how that's somehow connected as well.
Yeah, it. And he's in it because I've seen him in the trailer.
Right.
It is a decent movie. I thought it was pretty good, but some of the things you're like, they haven't announced either Deadpool or Wolverine being in the movie.
Right.
Also, it has Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yes.
But it doesn't have the newest one.
So
No Way Home had Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
And Andrew Garfield, so maybe they're going to be in it somewhere? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that, I mean, a lot of people have said that Tom Holland's not going to be in Doomsday. Probably be in, what is it?
Secret Wars.
So there is, I guess, there's rumor that Tobey Maguire is going to be in it for a moment. And then same thing with Deadpool and Wolverine, they think that it's somehow they're going to be just like a very brief cameo at the beginning or something.
But why watch the whole movie then?
Yeah, I know. I guess just familiarization. Well, does this somehow bring, because I mean, we got X-Men and X2. Does it bring, I know there's like Cyclops and is it Storm? Who else from the X-Men is like in the trailers for this movie?
I don't know if Storm was, but the, Xavier and Magneto.
Yeah. Right.
Gambit's not in the X-Men movies, but he's in Deadpool and
that's
Wolverine.
Right, yeah.
So that,
maybe that's it.
There's a, so you never really see the end, what happens to Gambit, because in that movie, in Deadpool and Wolverine, I think they're in a fight or something, and Deadpool and Wolverine jump into a portal and they go somewhere else. So you don't know what happens to Gambit, but I thought it was an end credit scene where you see Gambit kind of looking in the camera, and it looks, if you look in his eye, you can kind of see like one of those Doctor Strange portal things coming. Yeah. So I don't know if they'll reference that or, cause You really don't see him getting out of there, but
yeah. But I'm gonna give this a try. I think I counted earlier; it was like 14 movies, and then Loki two seasons. Which thankfully it's just one show, because that's a lot. But
yeah, I mean, I almost feel there's a lot of these. I'm like, I could probably skip that. Captain America. It's the first one.
Yeah.
It's good, but I think it's kind of just refamiliarizing you with the character.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you see in the trailer how there's some sort of a crossover, because wasn't it in, is it Avengers Endgame where you see the old Steve Rogers at the very end?
Yeah.
And then you know that Captain America comes from, what, the 1950s or 40s or whatever?
Yeah, because World War II.
Yeah, and then he returns back to that era, and you see in the trailer that he's a younger version of him with his wife and baby, but then he makes an appearance where he's talking to Thor as well, so like how all that comes together.
There's also the rumor that he didn't go back to the same universe he was in. He went to the universe that the Fantastic Four
was
in. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing that movie, The Fantastic Four, because that is that in like the 1960s or something?
Like 1950s. Okay. That's another universe, but yeah. It's good. I enjoyed it. So
I guess it was the newest trailer, right, that released for Doomsday recently, where it has what's his name from the Fantastic Four, Pedro Pascal's character.
Yeah, Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, Mr. Fantastic, and he's yelling at
Doom.
Doom, and calling Victor. Him by his name, Victor. Did you do this? So yeah, it's cool. I'm gonna try to do my best. There's what, 3+ months to fit all this in.
So it's, you gotta doable. Watch like 3 a week or something, or 2 a week, maybe something like that.
Yeah, I think the Loki thing is gonna be a challenge because I may have to watch it on my own. Lori and I tried to watch that a while back, and she got bored with it, and I was kind of bored with the first season as well. I just felt like I could not quite keep up or comprehend with everything that was going on in
Isn't
that show.
It only like 6 episodes?
It could be. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I liked it. I think that's one of the better ones. But it's also, I don't know, I also feel that it's kind of more you got to know this, what's going on, and this and that. Than it's not just the popcorn movie.
Or right.
A popcorn show.
Exactly. So Captain America Brave New World is one I wouldn't have to watch again, because I went to see that last year. That's
I don't
one
understand
of my least
why
favorite.
You'd have to watch it. I think it wasn't one of the best. I'll just say that.
I was disappointed by it.
And if anything, it's just to say, oh, okay, Captain America is now Sam Wilson.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
But I did take it a step further, and I asked Jim and I if that order that was given from Disney Plus is the order that you should watch the movies in. And it said there was a couple of changes that it thought you should make. It said, as a few titles are near the bottom, are out of sequence. So Captain America Brave New World is mistakenly listed before Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, and the Deadpool and Wolverine. So the best way to watch, so it just basically says the best way to watch it is in the chronological release order. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's
But release order doesn't always mean the same time.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know. I think as long as you're aware of what's in it.
Yeah.
It's funny, you need homework to watch a movie now.
I know. I think that's kind of cool though. I haven't seen those X-Men movies, and I can't believe like the first one is from 2000. That's just
the
crazy.
Interesting thing is, so Stan Lee, he made a point to explain when he wrote a comic book, it was his whole point was this could be anyone's first comic book they pick up.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure that it was kind of explained in a way that you know, imagine someone didn't never read any Spider-Man before, you know. So I don't know. I mean, obviously, there were several writers since him, And I don't know if they stuck with that same plan, but I guess that's hard to do too.
Well, I have heard that this is just for really for fun. It's not necessarily like you wouldn't be completely lost if you.
Right.
But it's just, yeah, to be able to pull all that stuff together. But they are, I did hear that they are trying to make it to where, yeah, if you have no knowledge whatsoever or very limited knowledge, that you're still going to understand the movie. You're not going to be totally lost.
Yeah. Cool. So I've been watching, before we get to our actual movies and TV, I've been watching this like YouTube / podcast thing called This Age Great. It's been around a couple years, and I don't know, it showed up on my feed, and I watched one of the episodes. I think it was for an old movie called Zapped with Scott Baio in it. And their like take on it was just, and it's literally this one comedian talking the whole time, explaining what's going on. This one that you're looking at is a Teen Wolf one, but he starts off on this diatribe of David Bowie.
Oh, okay.
But the way he goes through these movies and talks about, you know, like all these movies that are didn't really hold the test of time. Like, you look at them now and you're like, ooh, that's a little something you wouldn't do now. There's a lot of things like that. And it has made me laugh so hard. These things are really funny. And I don't know if you'll feel the same way, but check out This Age Great. So essentially, yeah, they break down a movie and tell how they do it in a very humorous way. And the Teen Wolf one is like a three-parter. It's like three different parts. And it's really funny how much they go through.
Is it looking at it from a different perspective that you wouldn't necessarily, it's not super obvious?
No, kind of, but like, the jokes they tell, they're like the first thing they talk about, like in Teen Wolf, he goes, they lose the game, they're going back in the locker room. He's like, he goes, and there's a fat guy on this team.
Yeah.
And they give the name of the fat guy, his name is Chubbs.
Yeah.
And the first thing he does, he goes, you know, maybe we'd win if you wouldn't eat so much food. He pulls all this food out of his locker or whatever. I don't know. Just his take on it. It just pretty funny. So, I recommend checking out an episode or two. He's done lots of movies that you've definitely seen.
Okay.
I know, like, there's Adventures in Babysitting and The Breakfast Club and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Cool.
Pretty good. So, I've been watching a lot of stuff. I don't know what you've been watching, but, well, I know because you've written some of it down.
So you listed you watched rewatching Dark Knight, and is that because we?
So last week I was showing off my new TV, and I have a new surround sound bar and surround speakers. Mm-hmm. So we watched like the first, you know, the bank robbery, the beginning of it, and you even mentioned, you're like, man, now I want to watch the whole thing. Yeah. And that was kind of the same way.
It gets you hooked immediately. It's very well done.
Yeah, and then I ended up watching the rest of it at some point. I don't know if that same day, but I did. And then we were also talking about other Christopher Nolan movies. Mm-hmm. And I watched Interstellar too, which I had never seen that before. I like most Chris Nolan movies. And this, it was good. I really enjoyed it.
Is that Matt Damon?
He's in it. Okay. The main character is All right.
Well, Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right. The two Matthews.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people in there, you know, that show up, and it's essentially, I don't know if it's supposed to, I guess it's supposed to be like modern time, but like the crops are no longer growing because there's these dust storms and stuff like that, and they want to go to space and find another planet to inhabit.
Oh.
So that's essentially what it's about.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
And yeah, it was good. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is back. That's always funny.
18th season.
18th season.
It's ridiculous.
I know. And it's funny because I remember the first season of that, and I'll say it. I was there from the beginning. You know,
man, that's impressive. I remember you turned me on to it way back then. It was probably at the very beginning.
It was before Danny DeVito came. He came on in season two, but I really liked it. And I tried to tell everyone about it. I'm like, oh, this is so good. It's like,
I remember watching it. That's probably the only season I watched was season one.
Oh my gosh, you got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah,
but what was I gonna get into? Oh, 2005 is when that came out, and I remember when it came out. I'm like, because they said they were 28 years old or whatever. That was that was the same age we were then.
Really?
So,
Well, how is this 18th season? Did they skip a couple years?
I'm sure they skipped a couple of years.
Man, so yeah, I saw, what is his name, Charlie
Day.
I saw him on an interview yesterday talking about it. And how their budget was so low at the very beginning, they I think they filmed part of it with camcorders. He said,
"Oh yeah, you could probably season you one. Can tell." Some of it.
But yeah, I continue to watch Ted Lasso, episode 3.
Yeah, season very 4. Good show.
Episode 3 was a little it was not the greatest, but you can kind of see how they're trying to build some characters in.
Yeah,
and have some arc there.
Bring new characters into.
Yeah. It is a little, like, I wish there was a little bit more of some of the other characters, but I'm glad that, what is his name? Roy Kent, Brett Goldstein. I'm glad he's a part of things.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was going to be just like a one episode kind of thing or what.
Speaking of him, did you know, I don't know if you ever watched the Thor Love and Thunder movie.
I have not.
So he was Hercules in that movie.
I did know that, yeah.
And he just had like a, I think it was an after credit scene. I don't even think he's in the main part of the movie, but they've never went back to it. So
yeah.
I don't know if he'll ever have a role, but that's one of those things where you're like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Cause now if that character doesn't span off, I can't do anything else. And,
In the Marvel universe. Yeah. Interesting. So I just turned on Plex for some reason last night. Lori and I, we don't do this too often, but occasionally she'll want to watch something on her own. And she was watching some, I don't know, like murder mystery or, you know, child abduction show. All the fun things.
Fun time, yeah. I don't know why wives love to watch it.
Women,
stuff.
Yeah, they do. They really, really do. And I went in. I was actually in my office, and I went in. And she's like, oh, I'll change this to something you'll want to watch. I'm like, that's okay. You watch this. I'll go downstairs and watch something. So I went downstairs, and I pulled up Plex, and I saw that you recently put American Pie on there.
I was watching it, and I was watching it on TV. And I'm like, I want to watch. Yeah, I want to watch it with all the stuff in it. You know,
all the raunchiness.
Well, you know, and no commercials.
Yeah.
Know?
So yeah, I watched that last night, and it was fun. I don't know. It's kind of weird to be watching something as a middle-aged man that's set in high school.
Yeah.
When it came out, we were just only a couple of years older. A
couple of years out of high school, yeah.
But I think it was 99. Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
That it came out. And yeah, I don't know. I had fun. I had not seen it in years and years, and I thought it's pretty well done. I would say now, though, looking at it now with more of a critical eye, I'm like, yeah, these actors aren't all that great.
Oh, it is painful watching I almost remember feeling this back then too. It's painful. Is it Chris
Klein? Yeah.
Chris Klein?
Yeah.
Him and Sorvino.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
I like her. No. She's okay. He is like...
Those two, yeah, but their story together is just awful.
Really? Hmm.
It just is boring. It doesn't add to the story. And
well, he's the one out of the whole group that's actually finding love, I guess.
He's like, he reminds me, okay, Keanu Reeves wasn't the greatest of actors at the beginning.
Yeah.
And some of his earlier roles he wasn't too good in, and that's how he was.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, yeah, that sounds great. You know, it was just very... very poorly done.
You're like, how is there not a director that's saying, why are you saying it like that?
Yeah.
Nobody talks
now,
like that.
Now, that made sense in Bill and Ted for
exactly.
But anything else, it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy in American Pie, I don't know if he's done much else.
I don't think so.
But, not so good. On the other hand, Keanu, I think he's proven that he's gotten better and just as an overall nice guy. Everyone who's ever talked about him says he's like the nicest, one of the nicest people in Hollywood or whatever.
But yeah, I mean, Jason Biggs is pretty good. I think he's a good actor. Aside from that, it's
some of the other characters too. You're like, I could see why her. Yeah. The, what's the redhead girl?
Allison Hannigan?
No, well, her, but no, the curly-haired one.
I don't know her name, yeah.
She's been in several things.
She has, and she's okay. I guess she was okay in that movie as well.
Because she was in Orange is the New Black, and I know I've seen her in way more stuff.
Yeah, she's all right.
And Shannon Elizabeth, there's one reason
why. Oh, yeah, that's, gosh. Yeah, that's crazy.
She wasn't the best of her
accent, like she's from some other
her
country.
Accent, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Ted.
It was fun, though, to rewatch that.
I'm thinking of How I Met Your Mother.
Or Bill and Ted.
Jim,
yeah. Jim's. She said Jim's.
Jim's, yeah.
But now I've started, so I need to go back and watch the second one and then the reunion.
American
that came
Wedding
out.
And American.
Oh, Wedding. I don't know if that's the third one. I don't know if that popped up on the.
Well, you probably only looked under American Pie.
Maybe, so. Yeah. So there's four?
There's reunion four. Reunion's the last of them.
And I think that was 2012, if I'm not mistaken, which was a long time ago.
Something like that. 11 or 12, yeah.
Like a 10-year reunion or something?
Yeah. I know that fell in my movie review period, so that would have been 11 or 12.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember much from that one other than they were out at a they were like on a beach or something somewhere, and it was nighttime, and there was like high school aged kids there that were like essentially the age that they were in the first movie. That's all I remember from that movie. And then American Wedding, I remember that was the one where where he's shaving the pubes and shakes the towel out the window and it goes all over the birthday or the wedding cake.
Oh, man, it's been a long time since I've seen that because I don't remember that at all.
That's like the only scene I remember.
Oh, gosh.
They do some pretty raunchy things.
Yeah. Another show they only had one episode. It's called Lanterns. It's from the DC Universe.
Oh, okay. That other comic.
The other side.
Mm-hmm.
It is excellent. I really enjoyed it. It's a kind of a... They're kind of like... So there's a Green Lantern like Hal Jordan, but he's kind of training this new guy, John Stewart, in case Casey dies, then he'll be the one to take over. And you know, are you familiar with Green Lantern? He has a power ring, and he can create, conjure anything. It's kind of like that, but there's like a murder, or not a murder, but there's something that happened in this small town, and they're trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And you see like three different time periods. You see present day, you see 2016 and 2006.
Oh, okay.
So it goes back. So it's really good. I think they were trying to do, I don't know if you ever watched True Detective with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, that's a great show.
It's in that vein.
Okay.
It's very, it's good. I can't think of the one, have you ever watched Friday Night Lights? That's the coach from Friday Night Lights.
Which one?
The,
Kyle Chandler?
Yeah.
I like him. I've seen him in several things. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Which, that's a show I've never watched, and I'm like, why have I never watched Friday Night Lights? I'm like, now would be the time. It's football season starting.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Jason Ritter is in it as well.
Yeah. So, yep. Check it out. Good show.
Cool. What else? Man, that's all we have.
Man, I don't have much else. I kind of wanted to do a, like, that I was telling you about that show I've been watching on YouTube, and it's kind of inspired me to, I'm like, man, I kind of want to do that. But I can't do the same thing they're doing. I got to do something else. So I'm thinking of something.
You're going to pivot from not releasing anything on How to Fix a Workshop to what would this be?
Oh, no. I'm always in 12 different places.
Is this going back to Film Bacon, or would this
no.
be half-assed TV?
Probably half-assed TV, but this is me just talking. I don't know.
Well, you got a bum knee, so you may as well take advantage of it. But you're watching all this stuff, so I guess you are taking advantage of it.
All right. Yeah.
I have a new video coming out scheduled for tomorrow.
See, you need to challenge me. Go, Greg, I need you to get out this many videos in this time. And then I'll be like, okay.
I just feel like you'll be resentful.
Cut the plug. cut the plug? I don't know. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm getting kind of far ahead with, I don't know if any of these videos are ever going to do anything. They're not doing so well, but I got another video coming out tomorrow. And then I have like at least two more of me where I've been working on this house and filming my progress as I'm doing the renovations and stuff. I'm trying to get reinvigorated, motivated, whatever, to record and film the work that I'm doing and tell the story. And I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what people want to. I feel like I drone on and on, and I'm like, I'm cutting out like 75% of it. And I'm like, but I got to leave this in there. And I don't know.
Yeah.
So the videos are a little bit on the longer side. They're like 20 something minutes.
I think we have been pretty blessed that we're getting some money from these videos. I think if we were getting more money,
that would motivate you.
It would probably motivate us more, but I think that's the problem with YouTube. You kind of get on this. You're like, oh, this is nice. We're getting a little chunk of change coming in, or whatever. That's nice. But then you're like, you know, 5 years later, you're like, it hasn't really gone up anymore. You're like, what are we missing? What do we need to? We got viewers. We have enough where we're partners or whatever, but we're not going up anymore. And I don't know what we're missing.
Well, I mean, consistency is probably key.
Yeah,
niche or sticking to a topic to some degree, so you have a following of people that want to come back is probably it as well. Because some of our videos will continue to get views year after year for seasonality, but they're all like very specific to a niche where it's not like somebody's going to follow you and go, oh, what else has he been releasing? They're like, oh, that one video on how to fix my AC or how right. to get rid of yellow jackets is very...
They don't need anything else. They don't need to know how to fix the plumbing in a toilet on this day. They just need to figure out how to get rid of yellow jackets.
Yeah.
I get that.
But I see I watch a lot of these channels that will do the renovations and rehabs of houses, and it's a series. So it's like episode after episode, and they come out weekly or biweekly or whatever. And I haven't been consistent with this, but that's kind of what I'm trying to go for right now, because I know this is going to still take me a little while, but eventually that's going to end. And then
Well, that's okay. If you have a favorite one you watch that does a series of, like you said, flipping this house or doing whatever, when they're done with that, do you move on or do you continue watching them or?
Well, so one in particular that Lori and I watch, like every Sunday, we know she's going to come out with a new video, and we usually will be able to like have our breakfast and eat and watch her while we're eating her updates. She comes out with a new video every week. It's her and her dad renovating houses or a house. And this is the second one that she's done. But I mean, it takes her like, a couple years to do the full renovation. And she's already talked about how she's on their second one and she's only like halfway through. And she's like, we're already looking at our next house that we're going to get. So she's turned this into a career.
Hmm.
But
yeah,
we're more us. We're just more on the hobby side of it.
I guess you also need to find what gets views, you know, like, because for an example, I watch this couple, Harry Tornado. They do a lot of selling and flipping items or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much they're going to a garage sale, going to a flea market, going to Goodwill, and then showing what they find. So it's kind of all the same. But then they have had like a series with all the money we made from all these sales. We bought a house and we're flipping it.
Oh, okay.
And they show the progress of that. That was kind of a series. Or whatever, but they, I think they're really good at what they do too, because they're very consistent. I think they do twice a week. They release videos.
Oh yeah, 5 days ago, 3 days ago, 1 day ago.
Yeah, so 3 days a week.
Jeez, and you know I look at these, and like their thumbnails don't do anything for me. Like no, they look super boring.
No, there's nothing. It's just like a picture of them and a little
like couple words or
words
whatever.
Yeah, like a
even
title.
Some of them don't even have any words.
Yeah,
they're just at a Goodwill or a 100,000
views. He's very good. That's also he's really good at kind of narrating what he's doing and stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're going to Goodwill, I found this, and look at his shirt, this has this, we can sell this for this much and they are only selling it for $1.50, things like that. And
these I've noticed this is a trend with YouTube too, where the title is like it gets you intrigued, because like his title is here, I need to confess something, ..
And it's something stupid. It's never it's never anything.
Yeah.
Or there's always the I quit or something like that. And you're like, what? What's going on? And then it's like he's quitting, wearing sandals or something, something that has anything to do with his reselling business or whatever.
Yeah, this will change our reselling business forever. And it's like, what could it be?
Yeah, I mean that's good clickbait.
I guess, yeah. I hope we don't regret this. It's all stuff like that I have a really hard time creating, I guess.
I do like his latest one. He just went around to different subdivisions. I mean, this wasn't all he was doing in that video, but he went around to some subdivisions. He's like seeing at the corner of their the house what they're throwing out. He's mm-hmm. like, well, hey, we can take that home and paint that. If we were, we could paint that and mm-hmm. resell it, or mm-hmm. you know. I'm like, that's a business right there.
Yeah.
Just going around, people leaving a piece of furniture on the, you just repainting it. And
yeah, I've seen some of that in the past, and he's got a, I don't know, it looks like a dryer or washing machine in the thumbnail.
Yeah.
And I've seen people get those, and they're like, there's only like a couple of different things that can break in these, and you know, if you know what you're looking for, you can get a whole
right
thing and then replace whatever.
That would be in our wheelhouse of stuff we yeah. do if yeah. we saw like an old but would that be something we'd really want to do? Is
yeah.
go, oh, now I got this project to do.
All right.
What are you doing with this other dryer, yeah. Craig?
Yeah, you're not fixing the one we have.
It still works. It's just noisy.
Yeah. I'm making a YouTube video.
So that's pretty much what has been going on this week.
I know this sounds probably silly, but I always have this hope that something will click, like not only from an audience standpoint, but also from a creator standpoint, where I'll like, I get the formula now. I need to do this, like whether it's storytelling or story arc or
right.
whatever, where I can like have, where people are like, hey, great, you know, like really coming back and giving comments and feedback, and then they want to watch the next one and the next one. Like that's, I always have that dream or whatever,
right,
that it'll happen. And yeah, haven't found it yet. 15 years later,
I kind of found it on half-ass, but I'm just lazy to make new video.
Your
shorts, I had a million views on the one video. And like, what was it, like 53,000 comments?
Yeah, that's crazy. Really? 53,000 comments?
I think holy it was crap. Something like that.
Man.
And I...
Did you ever get monetized on that channel?
No, that's the thing. Man. I'm like... Argh.
You could turn those into long-form videos and just make them like a minute and a half long and get those number of views, and then it would also result in the watch time.
But if people aren't looking through if they're only looking through shorts, they're never going to see it.
Did you see that YouTube changed their rule for monetization?
No.
I think it's starting in January or February. You have to have 8,000 hours of watch time.
Oh, good. So is that more or less?
That's more. Oh, double. Balls. It was 4,000 hours.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I was going to see here.
Are you still getting views on that short?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting interrupted.
What?
Can we do the blow-up pool?
No, not right now.
Oh,
just go
here
upstairs.
We go.
We'll find you later. Okay. Yeah, let's do it later. That sounds good. Let me look on this retro mystery stencil. Where does it show how many comments you have?
I don't know. I don't have that. I don't have half-ass TV on my...
I have 40,000 thumbs ups.
Wow.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
It doesn't tell you how many comments you have.
Huh. It was a banger.
There you go.
And that's all you did was, what, two of them? Two or three?
Okay, yeah.
I remember talking about that, and you're like, oh, I ordered more.
I do have more. I could do a bunch more.
Yeah.
Unique visitors, 73. Okay, people are getting bored with this now. It did give me a lot of... followers, so
well,
need to work on that.
They want more.
I have enough followers, but I don't have enough views. That's the problem. And getting the views in shorts is hard.
It is.
And you, for a million views, you get like $1.50.
Yes.
So
yeah,
You really need a lot.
I've got the one short that has a well over a million views, and yeah, it's like we've earned $5 from it or something.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, anyway, anything else we want to add to this train wreck?
Train wreck. This has been
a great
informative.
Show. Yep.
All right, we'll see you next time.